Good evening, everyone. Today is Saturday. This month has gone by pretty quickly. It's already the 28th of January 2023. I've entitled this video "Those Who Never Have Anything Good to Say About Anybody." Those who never have anything good to say about anybody. You know, I've been guilty of that myself way too much. We're supposed to be edifying those who are believers in Christ. We're not just to be looking to poke holes in everything somebody says. And I know some people like that. They're very angry. They're full of rage. I don't know whether it's stemming from their childhood or whatever. They must have had a real poor relationship with their parents. I don't know. But some people are just full of rage, and if they can find something somebody says, almost anything that they don't agree with makes the other person a heretic. Okay. Now, I had some discourse. As many of you know, I've been under the weather for several days, and so what I did is I went back to some of my old videos and... Yeah, J. Michael Woosterman calls them busybodies. That's true, J. Michael. Good to see you. Glad that you're with me this afternoon. Hope you're doing well. And you're not one of them. You're a very much an encourager. You always have been. And give Rick Batorik my regards as well, if you would. And... But I had an email from a person that will remain unnamed, and he was taking opposition to a couple videos I posted. Older videos. One was back in 2015, and one was, I think, a little earlier. And I alluded to, I was reading from someone else on the video, a remark a person made about the fact that the number of people that died in the Great Inquisition exceeded the number of people in the Holocaust. And he automatically assumed that I was buying into the Holocaust. I do not buy into the Holocaust. And I told him I was going to publicly state that on all my social platforms so everybody knows where I stand on that issue. A lot of people try to get off track and get on one subject, and, you know, that's one of the reasons I don't use the term flat earth a lot. You know where I stand on cosmology, but I don't want to be linked with the Flat Earth Society, the Flat Earthers, because they have a lot of other things wrong, okay? The other thing I want to point out is that I had mentioned that another person had stated that he had benefited from some of Eric John Phelps's work. I imagine... Specifically, he was referring to the book that John Eric Phelps wrote called The Jesuit Assassins. I don't know if he was referring to that book. And so automatically, this party concluded wrongfully that I was endorsing Eric John Phelps. I do not endorse Eric John Phelps or his doctrine, you know. He proposes that George Washington was a Baptist, and I don't agree with that at all from my research. George Washington was You know, he, I don't know what he was. You know, he certainly was not a Christian by his own confession. He appeared to be a Roman Catholic because they, when he died, a priest came and prayed over him or whatever. So I just wanted to point that out. Those two things out. And maybe this person, God has sent him in my life to be my own worst critic. I think he absolutely, he says he loves me. He says he loves my family, but by all appearances, he absolutely would love to see my downfall. I wish him and his family the best. He knows who he is. I'm commanded to love mine enemies, to do good to them who spitefully use me and say all manner of evil against me falsely. He said a lot of very unkind things about me. He says he'd be glad when this old man dies and his son, so my seed will no longer be on the earth. He said a lot of very rude and crude things about me. He told me I had very little credibility, I shouldn't be even teaching, and on and on and on. But anyway, I will say this, there's a lot of material out there that I have discovered in the last 3 years regarding what happened in World War II in Germany that goes totally against the narrative. Erich Zundel being one. And if you do the research on it, it will certainly cause major questions in your mind about all of the things that we've been told down through the years. Zionism is not only an ideology, but it is linked to a false religion creating the false statehood of Israel. That being said, okay, I will say this, and that is that God does not have two different bodies of people that are his elect. What I mean by that is they're all under his predestinating, electing, justifying power through the blood of Christ. Paul teaches that. He says that there's neither Jew nor Greek, nor Jew nor Greek. There's neither male nor female. There's neither bond nor free. You know, we're all under Christ if we're one of his. And there's not any person that is going to get into the realms of glory because of their genealogy. And I've done many videos on YouTube coming against the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not. You know, Paul talks about this quite a bit. He says he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, but inwardly circumcision of the heart. He's talking about physical Israel there. I've done many messages on YouTube and sermon audio and the other platforms as well over being castigated about trying. They put a label on it. They call me that I'm into replacement theology. I don't believe that I'm into replacement theology. However, I will say this. The more I study Revelation, the more I have changed my eschatology. I'm not an amillennialist. One time I probably would have asked, said I was an amillennialist. And people say, well, you're a historicist. That's usually the title I take, but you know, the more I study Revelation, I would describe myself probably as more of a historical, a biblical historical premillennialist. And I know that's going to get a lot of people's attention, but if you want to talk to me about that, I can give you my views on that. I haven't gone public with that. This is the first time I've gone public with that. I look at the book of Revelation as being chronological. And, you know, a lot of events happen, and I am not a thousand-year reign denier like I used to be. You know, when it says God is going to set up his kingdom on earth, rule and reign 1,000 years, that's what it means. And I can't say, well, really what that means, that's spiritualizing it. No, I'm through saying it doesn't mean that. There's a lot of theologians out there that say this doesn't mean that. Yes, it does mean that. If it says that, it means that. You know, I don't believe that God loved Esau less than he loved Jacob. I believe he hated Esau. Before he was born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. I also wanted to say that there's a tremendous amount of information that is coming out regarding, you know, what is transpiring right now across the nations, and not only in regards to this climate change movement, but in regards to the World Health Organization. And we just saw how that all these rulers, these big climate change people, went to Davos in their jets, proclaiming they were for saving the planet, while they were spending thousands of dollars on jet fuel. You know, what hypocrisy. But to put it in a nutshell, those who are Jews, that say they're Jews and are not, the international banking community, the Roman Catholic Church, the beast system, the Marxist radicals, they're all in a cabal. They're all in unity under Satan. They're Satanists, is what they are. They are against Christ and his kingdom. They're against Christ's people. That's why we're getting the vengeance on us from these people. And we need to build each other up rather than tear each other down, because there's few of us left. And that's my message for today. You know, let us pray for one another. Let us lift each other up and not tear each other down. Let us love one another in all sincerity. That's what I have to say. God bless you all. And you pray for me and pray for this person that is so angry, will you? And I'm going to be next Friday doing a broadcast with Walter Stickle. Friday morning on Facebook Live, we're going to be talking about two of the books that he's published. This one is the one we're going to be talking about, The Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy Part 1, and then we have The Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy Part 2. And he's going to be on with me, and we're going to be discussing that live next Friday morning. May the good Lord be with you today, is my prayer. God bless.